Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Joe Rex Road live in San Antonio in advance of the national championship game tonight between Florida and Houston. We'll get back into that a little bit later in the show. Diana Russini from The Athletic will be with us at 8 o'clock. We'll get into the Titans with her. Corey Curtis from News 2 for his weekly visit, joining us at 8:30 later today. Taking your thoughts in the meantime, 615-737-1025. Joe, real quickly before we get to this this piece on the Titans I want to get to, you heard it in Keezer's update there, and I want to get your thoughts on it really quick. Apparently, Jalen Milroe has accepted an invite to be at the draft in Green Bay. Now, typically, Joe, I think most of the time when these players get an invite, it's because they think that there's a chance that they're going pretty high. Now, I don't think anybody believes that Jalen Milroe is going in like the top 10 or anything. I don't see a lot of people that believe he's going in the first round. So I saw that, and my eyebrows were raised a little bit. Like, could Jalen Milroe sneak into the first round? What do you make of Milroe getting the invite to be at the draft in Green Bay?
Yeah, that's weird. I don't like it. I don't like it for him because I don't think he's going to go. And again, this process involves, like, the NFL tries to get a sense for things. But, I mean, they've obviously been wrong in the past. I mean, we just saw it with Will Levis, right? Everybody was sure he was – they had a feeling that it was – I mean, everybody did that Levis would go in the first round. He didn't. So he ends up being, you know, all night we, you know, the camera pans to him and then maybe spends a little bit too much time on his sisters and girlfriend, you know, while he's sitting there. I guess people could look at this and say, ooh, there's a team that told the NFL they're taking Jalen Milroe in the first round. I just can't buy that. I think this is a bad idea.
I guess we'll find out. I mean, I was like, wow, he's going to the draft, huh? He might go in the third round.
I mean, I guess as long as you don't have expectations, if you're him and it's like, I'm just going to go be part of it, you know, put on a nice suit, hang out with, you know, some friends and things like that.
Go down the slide at Titletown over there.
Yeah, there you go. Like who will he? I mean, he's got, you know, Jihad Campbell will be going in the first round. And gosh, that's wild too. Now that we're talking about it, it's like, geez, I'm looking at this big board and boy, the lack of Alabama guys is actually stunning. I mean, I hadn't even considered this, but like, so Jihad Campbell, we have as 17th on this consensus video that Austin Mock did consensus big board. And then you got Tyler Booker.
Yeah.
And then you're going to Milroe at 87, right? There's no one else in there. No one else in there. Milroe at 87.
Isaiah Bond used to be there, and then he left.
Yeah. 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 He's been one of the I guess, character question guys. But, Milroe, I wish him the best. He's fun to watch. I don't think he's going to go in the first round, and I continue to say after last year and the way that it turned out and the way he played, especially in the second half of the year, like to me, that's like a look, man. You can make really good money in college and try to get better before going to the draft. But you know, I mean, if he goes in the third round or something like that, you're still gonna sign a multi-year deal, and it's probably, I guess you can still make the case that that's a better decision for you. But he's not gonna go. I mean, he's just gonna sit there.
I would be stunned if he goes.
If someone takes him in the first round, then that's confirmation that like the NFL can actually get a team to tell it that it's taking somebody.
Yes,
the, you know what I mean. Like but if you're the league, I just feel like you at least have to have the conversation. Like. Understand, like, you know, you are gonna, you know, you may not be drafted.
You can, I mean, a lot of very guys familiar with the city of Green Bay. You can be there a while.
Yeah, I, you know, I, as a college beat writer, every year, you know, guys I covered would go into like the draft, and then you're kind of keeping in touch with them and keeping in touch with their agents and stuff, you know. And one thing you realize if doing that for a lot of years is like everybody has an inflated view of where they're going to go. The agent tells them higher than they're going to go. They think it's higher than they're going to go. And it's always like, yeah, you know, I'm probably like a third round pick and they go in the sixth. Or, yeah, I'm probably about a fifth round pick and they're UDFA. It's just like, this is how it goes, you know? But if Jalen Milroe thinks he's the first round pick right now, then again, unless there's that one team that absolutely loves him, that's just an incredibly inflated view of what he is as a prospect.
So we had an interesting conversation with Kuharsky on Friday about the PSL sales for the new Nissan Stadium and how they're going, I think, a lot better than most Titans fans would expect. Had the conversation Friday. PK said he was going to write a piece later that day at paulkuharsky.com, and he did. So, Joe, I'll just read a brief snippet from it from you. And again, you can check this out in full detail at paulkuharsky.com. Says, quote, "The Titans' poor 3-year performance and disappointing 2024 season have not affected PSL sales for the new Nissan Stadium as much as many outsiders might expect. Franchise was optimistic all along, and things have gone even better than it anticipated." It talks about how the premium seats went on sale in June of 2024, and the team expected that period to run to February 2025, but the tickets sold out a whole lot faster than anticipated. All the way back in August of 2024, tickets are more expensive. And PK also brings up in this piece, Joe, that the Titans are seeing an increase in corporations who are buying tickets and will be entertaining clients there at the new stadium. So we talked about this briefly on Friday. There were some Titans fans that texted in and called in basically to the point of, yeah, I don't believe it. Like, there's no way the ticket sales are going really well for the Titans right now, but apparently they are. And PK points it out that, you know, there's going to be a reduction in the size of the stadium, obviously, which is going to lead to, you know, less of an opportunity for the average fan to get in there. But apparently PSL sales for the Titans in the new stadium, despite the dumpster fire that they've been for the past couple of years, are going really well. Joe, your thoughts on that? Are you surprised? Are you not surprised? How do you view that?
Yeah, I'm not that surprised because it's a long term. I mean, right? Like it's kind of like getting in on the ground floor. And yes, obviously the product is bad right now, and there's a lot of reasons for it that are not very very exciting for Titans fans. But you know, you also understand the cyclical nature of this league, and you know, if you don't get in now, I mean, you could, you know, you could lose out on. On like seats you might want. And like you said, there's a lot of other things going on with this stadium. Like if I'm a Titans fan, I don't want to hear that it's going well. I want my owner to like to have to pay and suffer for what has happened with the football product, you know? But this is if you own a football team in this league and then you build a new stadium, like it's gonna go well for you. So it's just how it is. But I like if I'm a Titans fan, I don't love hearing this. Because I want there to be a consequence for all the mismanagement that has happened. The bottom line is the most important thing that's happened, as bad as the football product has been, Amy Adams Strunk getting this thing built and getting the public funding she got, record amount of public funding, is, I mean, she's winning right now in the last several years at a high rate, even though her football team is not.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So we'll take your thoughts on that. What do you make of PSL sales for the Titans? Apparently for the new stadium going really, really well. Are you surprised? Are you not surprised? And how sustainable do you think that will be moving forward? There's a concern that I've got with it that I think is becoming more and more prevalent in sports that we'll get to as well coming up next. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. This week's Nashville's Best Deal is from 12 Stones Crossing Golf Club in Goodlettsville. They offer 18 championship holes spanning over 6,800 yards with the meandering Madison Creek as its centerpiece. Get half off a $50 gift card now while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals. Check out 12 Stones. I can vouch for it. Very good golf out there. So looking forward to getting out there as the weather continues to cooperate this spring. Taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. Discussing PSL sales for the Titans. Kuharsky putting it out there that things are going very well on that front for the Titans. Are you surprised by that? Let's head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Ben to the program. Ben, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. So, well, it doesn't surprise me at all, because when you consider that most corporations that are moving here, the newer ones, are not fans of the Titans, you know, they're going to take those tickets, and, you know, for what they are, they're actually a pretty good price when you consider it, getting it on the ground floor. And then you can entertain your guests, and you can see your favorite team and fill the stands with other team fans, you know, and that's unfortunately how it goes. And, you know, especially a lot of the people that are well off that are moving here from out of state, again, they're not fans of the Titans, but they get to see their teams, and then they'll give away the tickets that they don't want to go see. You know, I'll hang up and let you talk about it. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Ben. Appreciate it. I mean, I think that's an interesting point for sure, and I'm sure that there's a lot of that going on. Brendan in Madison says, the new stadium reminds me of when Detroit moved the Pistons and the Red Wings to Little Caesars Arena. Both teams were awful and not selling tickets, but the brand new toy couldn't keep people away. We do have one texture that says a little bit of insight here from someone who was quoted PSLs. Initially, they were insanely expensive, and then a second meeting happened when they turned into actually very affordable and good deals. Titans are feeling the heat and prices across the entire sales platform, and that's how they're selling. So, Joe, what do you make of all that Ben just called in and some of the feedback we're getting on the text line about the PSLs?
I think Ben's dead on. There's no question. And look, this is the reality of new stadiums, you know, this reality of, home arenas in general and sports now. It's much more corporate. It's much more geared toward a luxury and toward, frankly, people with a lot of money. And it's and the opportunities are lesser for people who, you know, who don't have all that extra income to spend. And there's a very corporate, you know, presence that's going to be there that is there. I mean, I'm at the Final Four right now in San Antonio, and, you know, there's a lot of fans from the teams, you know, the other night, of course. So they packed the stadium, but there's also just a ton, thousands of, you know, corporate tickets at events like this too. Super Bowl, I mean, you know, but it's like that. And so, you know, what does that mean for the atmosphere? You know, I don't know, but some of those primo seats are probably a lot of times going to be people that don't necessarily give a crap, which is not great, but that's just the reality of things. Also, that's a really interesting point on the PSLs. Did PK talk anything about that, about price reductions?
No, we didn't get into all that. So I'd be interested to know if that's true across the board or if that's just an individual thing. And I don't know. Like, I think it's clear that, you know, as multiple people have pointed out on the text line, you know, there's a lot of corporate money that's coming into our city. A lot of people moving here. A lot of companies moving here. So in a way, that's a good thing, Joe. Like, you've got some more corporate backing, which is important. I guess the concern I would have is, what does that mean for, like, the average fan? What does that mean for the atmosphere at Nissan Stadium? I'm not necessarily surprised that PSL sales are going well right now, because we've talked about this. I think when you've got the shiny new toy and people are – it's not just Titans games that people are worried about. You've got concerts that are going to be coming in there that are going to be used throughout the year with being an indoor stadium. You've got the Final Four that we think eventually is going to be there, the college football playoff, WrestleMania. I mean, there's a ton of things coming there that people want to get in on the ground floor of. I mean, I guess you could throw Super Bowl in there too, but it's kind of its own thing, and it's – I don't know if it's going to make it a whole lot easier, even if you have season tickets, to get in for the Super Bowl, but we'll see. Like, there's a lot of people that want to get in on the ground floor of those stuff. So, as people have pointed out here, there's a newness of it that I think makes it pretty easy to get in on the ground floor of. How long does that continue if the product on the field doesn't substantially improve? I don't know. Like, I don't know how long the bright, shiny new toy kind of has that effect on people. What I do worry about is if it is more of a corporate atmosphere, how does that affect the average fan trying to get in? And how does that affect what the atmosphere looks like when they are good again at some point, Joe? Like, you know, I remember when the Titans first got here, and I realized that our sporting environment as a whole, not just with the Titans, is way different than it was in 1999. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for that. But I remember, like, when they first came here, That was a crazy place to play. Like, people talked about that being one of the best environments in the league, and it's been a long time since it's been that. So I just wonder how that affects things from a corporate standpoint, and when you're talking about the average fan, what that looks like from an atmosphere standpoint when the time comes, I hope, when they are eventually good again.
Yeah, you still want, you know, you want your stadium to be a good atmosphere. I mean, look, what's happening here has happened at other places in this league. And like when a team is good, you know, you usually get pretty good atmospheres. They've been, I mean, just recently at Nissan, they've had some incredible, not, you know, think about like the Bills game, Monday Night Football fusion. I mean, like, you know, you're right. Like back in 99, that was, I mean, around the league, people were talking about, man, the Titans have like a college football, you know, it's a college football state and it's a college football environment in the NFL. And people, that was a big deal. You know, I think it's probably going to be a lot different from that, but of course there's other things that this stadium will have all the amenities that of course Nissan doesn't have, but you know, I feel like there will be a corporate feel, but if you have a really good team, you're still going to get really good atmospheres. Now, when will that happen? I have no idea. Chris on the text line says, I got my ticket Saturday, got better seats, not paying much more than I am now.
Yeah.
Surely this team can't suck forever. So, I mean, it sounds like some people have got some good price points.
Yeah, here. It's interesting. I mean, I think when PK initially threw this out there on Friday, we got a ton of reaction right away. It was like, there's no way. Like, because I think a lot of people have looked at this, Joe, and they did see a price increase, and they saw what it was going to cost to get PSLs in the new building. And a lot of Titans fans were just out. They're like, I'm not doing this. Like, I either can't afford this, or I don't want to pay the premium that it's going to require to go watch this terrible football team play. And we got a lot of reaction from that immediately. Now, I do think the corporate money's part of it, and I do wonder, like, how much adjusting have the Titans done since the initial kind of price point release here. Like, it seems like, based on the text line, there have been several people that maybe were out at first and then saw a price reduction and found their way in there. So I don't know if that's across the board, but we've gotten several texts to that effect.
Yeah. Keith says, I'm a Titans fan, never owned season tickets ever. My wife and I want to buy tickets just so we can sell them each week to visiting fans and make money. There's a few messages to that effect. And, yeah, I mean, you can – again, this is not confined to Nashville. There's fans of teams in different cities, college and pro, buy tickets, and then like they'll sell the one to, where they know like the visiting fans are going to come in droves and will pay top dollar, and then they pay for their season tickets or close to it for the whole year based on just selling one game, you know. And obviously here, the opposing fans want to come here for a weekend, so you got a lot of opportunity.
Can you imagine the vibe that's going to be in that building when it finally opens and Creed gets in there and plays a concert? And it's going to be incredible. Just sold out Creed at the new stadium.
Dude, they wouldn't let Creed play in like the lobby. I mean, come on. They wouldn't
Rocks
let Creed.
Road.
like
what are you talking about? They just got in Bridgestone and Ascend Amphitheater over the last calendar year and was just rocked out around here. They're going to Nissan Stadium at some point.
Yeah, if Creed, this stadium, this is like a stadium where, like, you know, this is where Taylor Swift will play, right? This is where, like, the biggest bands will play. If Creed gets that, it gets a gig at the new Nissan Stadium, I will show up with Creed painted on my face, okay?
Don't say things you don't mean.
Whatever that means.
Don't say things you don't mean.
I'll dress up as Scott Stapp and show up and like, do the wave. There's no way.
Oh, I can't.
I'm putting it right now on the record.
Okay. Grow out your hair too.
I mean, if there's ever a reason for them to just hold a concert there for the heck of it, this is now it. I mean, we found it.
And it doesn't count if they're like part of like a Monsters of Rock and they play three songs.
No. If they're in the stadium, you're showing up with a painted face. Let's head to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Mike to the program. Mike, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm in section 133 now at the current stadium, and they give you a credit, and I don't necessarily think that the prices have dropped. What it is, they told me that the next wave, meaning like, you know, they did all the premium seats first, the next wave, which is like the upper deck and all that, was what was going to go on the market next.
Okay.
my agent was like, yeah, that's when they get more affordable. I could have taken the credit that I got now and basically transfer that over to the upper deck and not had to pay another dime. But to stay in my same section, which is now considered club level at the new stadium, I had to move over to about, it's 136 actually. But they give you 3 years of basically same as cash financing. So you get to finance your whatever you have left for 3 years, and that's what makes it affordable.
Okay.
Had they not given me that, then I would have probably just taken my credit and, you know, took something, whatever I could get in the upper deck. But the fact that they give you that same as cash option, that's what makes it affordable. And so that's why I was able to stay down close to where I am now. So that's all I got, guys. Have a good one.
Awesome. Really good stuff. Appreciate the call, Mike. We'll take more of your thoughts on the Titans and the PSL sales that are apparently going really well. More of your thoughts to get to on that front. Plus, an awesome moment in sports this weekend that is worth bringing up that we'll get to as well. Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Win an exclusive Jason Aldean experience. Text in the keyword Jason to 615-737-1025. Receive a link to sign up for a chance to win all-inclusive tickets to the Eurostone Club at Bridgestone Arena to see Jason Aldean, plus also a chance to win $1,000 in cash as well. Again, text in the keyword Jason to 615-737-1025. Diana Russini from The Athletic will be with us at 8 o'clock. We got a lot to get into with her on the Titans front, so looking forward to that. Taking your thoughts in the meantime, 615-737-1025. A lot of thoughts on the Titans PSL front. Continue to keep those rolling in. We'll continue to get through that throughout the show and throughout the week here on the program. Joel, a cool moment in sports this weekend. Alex Ovechkin breaking the all-time goals record in the NHL. He tied it on Friday. It was an awesome environment in Washington. He got the two goals, tied it up. It was a crazy kind of reception there. And then he had, I don't know, probably six or seven great chances at the end of the game to break the record at home. He wasn't able to do it. They did pull the net, and he pulled the goalie. And Ovechkin told the coach, yeah, I don't want to score the record-breaking goal on an empty netter. So he didn't. And then yesterday, he just fired a wrist shot from the left circle on a rush, Joe. It was a very vintage Alex Ovechkin goal. He drilled it. He gets to 895 and scored the goal yesterday. The place went insane in New York. They stopped the game. Gretzky came out there and gave a speech, and there's a new all-time goals record in the NHL. I caught up with Steven Stamkos after the game last night of the Predators, and to get his thoughts on Ovechkin breaking that record, here's what Stamkos had to say.
Yeah, just, I mean, amazing. You know, I came into the league, and he was – just getting going, and he's a guy that even for me, you know, you look up to and just marvel at the longevity. He's basically been, you know, a horse his entire career, doesn't miss many games, scores a ton of goals. You know, he's lived up to the billing, him and Crosby. I mean, those are the two faces of the league since I came in, and they're still going. So, I mean, no one thought that record was ever going to be touched, including Ovi. I think he said that. So, just a marvel and a joy to play against him and have some great games against him over my career and, you know, watch a lot of those goals.
So, Joe, a very significant accomplishment for the sport of hockey, and what a weekend for Alex Ovechkin getting to 895 and breaking the all-time goals record.
Yeah, pretty amazing. I mean, we talked about this at some point, like early in the season we talked about it. It's like, I think at one point we were like, yeah, like, you know, it's probably next year at some point, you know, he'll probably, that's probably when it will time out that he'll, like, I didn't think there's any way that he would do it this year. So it's remarkable. And it's been really cool to see, like, you know, Gretzky be as involved with this as he has been. I think that's awesome. You know, that he's been along for this ride the way it has. You talked about last week. This is one of those things that probably should get more attention in the sports world at large, you know. But I do feel like I feel like it's been pretty good in that regard. It could always be better, but it's been pretty good.
Yeah, like I think certainly, like when he tied it over the weekend, it really picked up, and there was just such an anticipation heading into the game yesterday. You know, now we'll see what happens, you know, whether or not he gets to 900 by the end of the year. There's some thought out there, and I don't know how it's going to shake out. We'll see what happens, that now that he's broken the record, that this could be it for him in the NHL, and he may go and play in Russia next year. We'll see what actually ends up happening on that front. He's 39 years old. As you mentioned, I mean, 42 goals for him in 61 games this year. He broke his leg in the middle of the year, by the way, and he's still broken the record here. Look, it's an unbelievable accomplishment. I think a lot of people, as Stamkos pointed out, never thought that this record would get broken. There's a lot of records that Gretzky has that I think most people think won't get broken. I mean, the points record is going to be really difficult to break. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be, especially with the way the game is now, it's going to be almost impossible for somebody to break the all-time points record that Gretzky has. But the goals record was kind of right there, and now that he's done it at 895, number one, we'll see if he actually continues to play, and if he comes back next year, like how much can he build on it? But you're looking around right now, Joe, and like, who's going to have a chance to break it? Like Austin Matthews, if he plays for a long time, maybe he'll get close. But I'm looking around, and like it just doesn't seem like this is going to get broken for a while. So I know people said that with Gretzky, and then Ovechkin came along and broke it. So somebody at some point is probably going to come along and challenge this thing here. But in the meantime, what an accomplishment for him. And, you know, as Stamkos pointed out, you know, Ovechkin – breaking the goals record, living up to the hype. Crosby still going at his age at 37. Like, those two guys really have been the face of the league for a while. And I know that other guys have now entered the fold, and McDavid and McKinnon and all those guys. But Ovechkin, Crosby, it's pretty unreal what they've done over the course of 20 years here.
Yeah, more than two decades, you know, that they, you know, when they came in, it was, I mean, the hype was incredibly high. It was always the comparison, of course, of those two and very different players. But you know, the fact that they've both lived up to it. And frankly, there was a point, you know, where Crosby and the Penguins were great. And like before the Capitals had won it, that I think it was, it was kind of like Crosby, clearly like the much better player, yep. You know, like the better all around great sentiment, all that stuff. But now you get to this point and everything that Ovechkin has done. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. Although Robert in Nashville does point out that he has 9 more empty net goals than Gretzky. So, yeah. So actually you need to get 9 more non-empty netters, Ovi, and then we can celebrate you.
Like I've thought this for a while, and now that it's official, I mean, he scored more goals and more game or in the same amount of games than Gretzky scored. By the way, like, go back and watch. I'm not trying to take anything away from Gretzky because he was unbelievable and he's the greatest player of all time, so I get all that.
Fire wagon hockey,
but
baby.
Go back and watch the 80s and go back and watch Ovechkin's career in this era. It is way harder to score goals now than it was back then, and that just makes it all the more incredible what Ovechkin's done.
Yeah. But be careful, because, like, you know, the old heads will tell you, you know, the whatever old era, those, you know, it was these new players can't compare to that. Bigger, faster,
go back and watch some of those
better
goalies. It's like, yeah, they don't even move when the shot's taken. It's like, did you not see that puck coming in? You want to try to get a pad on it?
With their Friday the 13th hockey mask on.
Really cool stuff over the weekend. Shout out to Alex Ovechkin. As Aaron on the text line points out, he did give a nice shout out to Ilya Sorokin on the ice in his speech. He's like, yeah, thanks for letting me score, bud. Appreciate it.
Hey, he's part of history now.
He is.
Embrace it.
615-737-1025, our phone number. We'll have Diana Russini from The Athletic at 8 o'clock coming up. We'll get into all things Titans with her. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063, The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
And I'm going to egg your house. Egg your house. It is that time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 on the program. Diana Russini will be with us coming up at 8 o'clock. With that in mind, Rexroad, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I have become what I hate, which is the person who at a hotel takes the elevator to the second floor and then takes the elevator down from the second floor to the first floor. I used to get so mad. Like if you're, you know, staying in a place and it's like super busy, you know, sometimes you get on an elevator, it's like, you know, whatever, you're on the whatever, 12th floor, and it stops at 9, it stops at 7, keeps, and then, you know, it's like, oh, now it's going a few floors, and it stops at 2, and it's like, dude, just take the stairs. Stops at 2, people get on, you're like, great, you know, thanks. I mean, you can't walk 10 steps. But here's the thing. Here at the La Quinta Riverwalk in San Antonio, there's no sign for the stairs near the elevator. Like, I have no idea. I've looked around. I mean, I know I could have gone to the front desk and actually asked somebody, but it's like there's no signage for any stairs, so I guess I'll just take the elevator. So today, I get up. I say, okay, I'm going to figure out the stairs situation because when I go get coffee, you know, in between breaks, which I'll probably do after this segment, I want to, you know, you don't want to be dependent on that elevator, you know, because sometimes it does take too long. And you're waiting and waiting, and you know, I mean, we cannot afford for me to miss any segments.
No, we can't. Know?
I mean, the millions of listeners would not be okay with that. So I found on my floor, it was like, you know, hey, you know, stairs this way to so it says stairs to the lobby. I'm like, okay, and that's all the way down the end of the hall, which I, you know, but fine, take the stairs. So I go down the stairs, and you know, I get to the bottom, and there's no like door going toward the hotel. It's just a door that goes out. I'm like, so I open the door and I'm in the back of the park, in the parking lot. Like, no. So now it's 5:40 in the morning, and I'm like, I don't even know like which way to go to get to the front. I finally walk all the way around the hotel and go in the front door, and I'm like, what the hell? So I'm just going to continue to take the elevator. This is all part of a, you know, this is what I would say. I have to be very careful about complaining about this stuff because like sometimes media do this stuff and it's like, just shut up. But like, this is one thing that we've seen with all this stuff going on with the NCAA, which I think is two things. One, they're getting the pantsuit off of them. And two, they get ripped a lot by media people, you know, people like us rip them a lot. It's like the covering this tournament, you know, and I go back to the 90s where it's like it used to be a very different situation in terms of hotels, like media buffets. So the food that we have at the Final Four, it's like they give you a voucher. And apparently on the first day, some people got the cheeseburger and it really gave them problems. So it was like the first day, like, avoid the cheeseburger. Don't eat the cheeseburger. I had a grilled chicken sandwich that like they ran out of mayonnaise. So I just had like a grilled chicken breast with a little bit of mustard on it as my food. It used to be, you know, again, it used to be like these huge buffets and really nice hotels, all that stuff. Again, I'm not complaining because you've got it rough
down there.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Although it does suck to not get Marriott points, but it is a sign of the times, you know, that the NCAA is kind of like, yeah, screw you guys. You can still show up. We do still get pretty good floor seating for this. That's another thing that obviously they've tried to take away and put in more. You know, you go to any arena, just like with the Titan stuff, with the corporate seating, there's kind of that whole feel too in sports in general, which is like, you know, these floor seats that used to be like media people, yeah, let's go ahead and sell those and make more money. But again, I'm not complaining about that. That's I would
struggle down there for you.
Yeah, I know. I see. I knew if I got into this at all, I'd be like, "Oh, you poor little pampered sports writer." Yeah, I'm not. It's fine. It's fine. The NCAA, they're getting sued left and right. We got people suing them now. I mean, I think Zakai Ziegler should put in a lawsuit. It's like, hey, you're letting people have 5-year careers from now. Well, I'm getting screwed then.
Yeah,
I could have made. There's a kid from Charlotte suing. He has an offer for $1 million. Like, you guys can't deny me that right. So everybody's suing him. Everybody's winning their lawsuits. We rip the crap out of them. I get it. It's fine. And but the only thing that's really the same through all this time is that if you try to take a beverage out to press row at an NCAA tournament event and you do not have it in an official NCAA cup, so in other words, it's not like one of their sponsors, dude, they could send you to The Hague. I mean, it's they do not, and that has not changed ever. That is one consistent thing. You damn well better not try that stuff.
Have you made sure to keep yourself out of the sacred spaces of the tunnel around there? I know that's a big problem earlier in the tournament. How's that gone this weekend?
Yeah, no, it's a huge tunnel in the Alamo Dome. You know, this is a football stadium, although it's like the only thing they use this place for is like the Final Four every several years and like UTSA football, I think.
Yeah,
It's
it
just
looks
other than that, it
massive.
just sits there. It's gigantic. So yeah, these tunnels, talk about a lot of sacred space. I mean, these tunnels are huge, but I have been very careful
That's good.
not to listen to what people are saying, not to record it. You know, this is private time for people when they get to that sacred space. I'm glad you brought that up. I'll be very careful of that tonight.
Does the La Quinta have a waffle maker? You know, I used to think that that was the height of luxury at these hotels. If you walked downstairs for the complimentary breakfast and there was your very own waffle maker that you could pour the batter into, that's really what I define luxury in a hotel as.
They got three.
Oh, boy.
They
I
got
mean, the hog
three
heaven.
waffle makers. Yeah. I haven't dug into that yet, but I probably won't today because I probably don't have time. But I may come back here next segment with some nice La Quinta liquid eggs for everybody to
Oh, good.
check out. Yeah.
Good. Get you some eggs. I
Good
mean, when the
stuff.
show's over, go take advantage of that waffle maker. It could be a big day for you.
Yeah, see, let's see. I think I may have time. I think I may have time. I'm not usually a waffle guy, but I agree. When you can actually like make your own, I mean, that
Yeah.
is kind of sweet. Yeah.
There's no doubt.
No, you know what? It's fine. Yeah, other than here, stairs to the lobby or to the back parking lot.
Here's the
Other than
Alamo.
that, it's a nice pool. They have actually even have a little hotel bar.
Man.
So, and again, as I said at the beginning of the show, we got a freaking Denny's like two steps. Like you
It's awesome.
walk out of the front door and there's a Denny's right there. So, I mean, it's pretty sweet.
615
No
737
complaints.
1025 is our phone number. Diana Russini from The Athletic will be with us coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 1063, The Game.